Fashion tips and medical advice, day 10. You must have seen something about pain and why it exists, what purpose it serves. Maybe not. I came across this years ago when I was at school with a boy with the truly fantastic name Crawford Sterling. It was that kind of school. In the same house, it was a boarding school, there was Hamish Layton. The things that stay with us. Anyway, Crawford had a scar on his arm, and legend had it that he'd hurt himself with a chainsaw. And this scar was, in fact, from surgery to replace a nerve post-chainsaw mishap. Crawford himself told this story to me firsthand. The high point of the tale was that he had no feeling in a substantial part of his arm, so the nerve surgery failed, and of course, he could feel no pain. The sign-off in his telling of the story was that he had to be careful near heat sources, because he would burn without knowing it. Even as a credulous kid, I remember thinking that not feeling pain might have its advantages. I also remember wondering why you'd have to be so vigilant about fire if it didn't hurt you. That was because I was only thinking about pain and how bad it is. Years later, I avoided watching a video of a girl with a broken leg skipping. The thrust of this strange observational experiment was that pain, she felt none, having been born that way, would have prevented major damage to her femur or some such bone. It's worth remembering that pain we so often have to tolerate serves a purpose. I might be wrong, but the understanding I picked up is that pain stops further damage from being done to us by ourselves, no matter the original perpetrator. I fell on a 5 kilometre run a few weeks ago. It was the first run for me in weeks, and the nasty graze on my knee took ages to scab over and even longer to heal. It's fine now. The cured wound is there as I lace up to go, reminding me of the lesson learned. Don't fucking fall over again.